Hey everyone, thank you for joining us on this incredible platform, Encounter. You know that it is here where we get revelation, impartation, and equipping. My name is Leon DePrio from Encounter Church, from Encounter Christian Church, Encounter Global. You will see that this word will lift you, will empower you, will equip you. So I want you to stay tuned. Before that, go visit www.encounterchurch.co.za for any resources to give via any platform for any video resources. Become a part of this family. Become a part of this network. I can't wait to be with you today. This message is going to be pure revelation. Stay tuned, and I can't wait to see you. Get into the message. God bless you. I want to speak to you about where is the location of God? Where is the geographical location? Where does God physically abide? And this is a mistake that we have made. And again, to let you know, I have the Zoom audience right in front of me and I can see you. It is like preaching for me, because as soon as I feel the Holy Spirit, speaking to me about somebody, I'll minister even right through in the message, even in the middle of the message. But remember, we're going live with the president's speech. And then from there, 7 o'clock, we're streaming with the president's speech. From there, we go, and I'm prophesying to everybody that is still online, and we're going to be ministering to you. And then from tomorrow, we are entering into a fast. And I want to encourage everybody, get into a water fast. If you want to do a Daniel's fast, that's fine. Whatever your doctors would say is okay. Get into a fast. Get into. Say, I'm going to take this week, sacrifice.
Come on.
Give something up for God to come and touch my life in the conference that is coming, the touch of God. Okay, the touch
Amen.
Of God conference.
Amen.
And this jacket is just like bothering me a little bit. Maybe I must open it. There we go. So,
Like we were saying, both Pastor Maria and I was encouraging you, and I'm sure most of the guys who were doing live streams were encouraging you, make sure that this fast is a sacrificial fast. Don't just think to yourself, I'm going to do a Daniel's fast and eat McDonald's chips and popcorn the whole day. You know, nothing's going to come from that. Your fasting has to be sacrificial. Your fasting has to be killing your flesh, so that your spirit can become alive to be able to receive. Even now more with being at home, where some people's faith is low when they're at home and not actually in a physical building, now's the time where you have to sacrifice so that your faith can be lifted even higher.
Where can we have the pulpit on and I can stand?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So that we can get into this. And I want to speak to you about where is the location of God? You know, where is the location? Where is God's location? Where does He abide? Go with me to put on the screen for me Acts chapter number 10, verse, 38. Acts chapter number 10, verse 38. That's fine. The glass is loose there, so don't move that one. It's fine. I just won't be... I know they didn't plan for it. It's fine. Acts 10, chapter number 38. Is it on the screen? Okay. How God, listen to this. Acts chapter number 10, verse number 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil.
Sure.
I'm going to say it again. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit. And I want to get into the location of God. Where does God abide?
Come on.
A lot of people have the saying to say, where two or three are gathered in my name, or where two or three are gathered, I am there.
Yes.
And they say, but you know, we are the church, and we don't need the church buildings. This lockdown, what are Christians worrying about? We are the church. Wherever I go, I am the church.
Yes.
No, it is not like that. The word church is in the Greek ecclesia. Ecclesia means called out ones.
Come on.
But it also means a body of people coming together.
Yes.
A group of people coming together, gathering together to discuss political things.
Yes, yes. Sure.
I'm going to say it again. Civil matters, ecclesia, called out ones, a group of people coming together, gathering together in a place, a corporate place, where there's a leadership,
yes,
and they discuss the matters of civil matters of government, political matters. Very, very difficult word. It is not where two or three are gathered. It is not where the church,
yes,
is.
Yes.
The Bible says, I am there. That's where God is, not the church.
Sure.
The
on.
Church is one of the most final authorities on this earth.
Yes, yes.
That without the church and without a physical building, the land will never prosper.
Yes.
South Africa will never prosper.
Come on.
And I might go on a little bit with my message if we run late, and my guys will let me know once the president is on, but he's also late, so I forgive him for that because I'm always late. Okay? I have no problem with that. But physical buildings, the tactic of the enemy is to shut the church,
yes,
so the dominion can be given to Satan. The only dominion that the church has, listen to me, is a physical building. I'm going to say it again. Dominion that is given to the kingdom of God, and that the kingdom of God has the ability to expand, is a physical building. And when churches begin to own land,
yes, yes,
are you guys with me?
Yes, amen.
And I know my jeans and everything looks a bit baggy. It's, you know, a lot of people picked up weight. I lost weight in the lockdown.
Yes.
It's called stress. No, I'm joking. It's called paying employees, and you know, in a lockdown. So, a physical building. A physical building. I think it was President Trump that just opened the church and said, and I didn't want to watch, I haven't watched the video. I don't want to watch the video because I'm going to begin to kill.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. No, I'm joking. I'm not, I didn't want to watch the video. My heart is not in that place.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready to watch the video because we have to deal with what nation we are. And that's why I'm saying that the speech that the president will give tonight will be very important. And I pray to God that he makes the right decision.
Yes.
Otherwise, things are not going to turn out well, both for him, by a people that will rebel in this nation,
yes,
that is,
yes,
fed up. You know, and so pray. I want the church, you know, when we go into the speech of the president, I want everybody. We're going to, in fact, just 1 minute before it starts, I'm going to get everybody, and we're going to pray for him and to be not controlled.
Yes.
You know, we're going to be praying for him to say the right words,
yes,
that God can use the mouth of a president.
Come on, amen.
To utter something that is unpredictable or unexpected. Because the prosperity of this nation is directly related to the church.
Yes.
To the physical gatherings of the church. It is directly,
amen,
related to the land and the gathering of people. That is where authority is. And I'm going to explain to you where God abides or not. But let me just, I'll get there. I'll get to that one right. And now go with me to Amos. I think it is Amos chapter number 3, verse number 7. And we have so many people on, or not, is it Amos 13? 3, 7? Okay. Get for me, keep it on the screen. Keep it on the screen. What are people saying? Are they saying? What are they saying?
People are with you, prophets.
Hating me. What are they doing? Loving me.
People
loving
are with
you
all the way, prophets, and expectant and ready for the prayer that will start 1 minute before the time.
Okay. Okay. So, the petition you signed, trust me, it was not in vain. It
exactly
made a big noise.
Come on.
It made a very big noise, and I believe they took it further from there on. And it was encounter that made news.
Amen.
And I want everyone that follows our ministry to understand that the impact and the sound you have, the voice you have, the authority you have, and the influence you have in this nation, that I believe that this fast I'm fasting is for the nation,
yes,
from tomorrow,
yes,
till Sunday, for our conference and for the nation.
Come
but
on.
I believe if everyone that is watching me right now, everyone that is with us right now, and I want to see you say yes or amen or you are with me.
Come
I
on.
Believe everyone that is watching with us if you fast with us, you will see we can see something turn around. I believe
amen
encountered as, yes, such a voice.
Come
that,
on.
that if we fast, so I'm going to get my mic in here.
The people are with you, Prophet. Yeah. The people are commenting, amen, amen, all the way, amen.
So if the church can fast, and everybody that is listening to me can take this word seriously and begin to fast and pray from tomorrow, we might be able to see the hands of powers be shifting.
Amen.
We can see the hands of power be changed.
Come on, yes.
In this nation, and you can have an influence. You can have an authority. You can have a
impact.
Shift, an impact. So do not underestimate your authority. And we're going to do it. Tell me if you are with me. Let me know if you are with me. And, because I'm going to share with you tonight the power of where God abides. So let's start tomorrow fasting. We get into this thing,
yes.
And we change this nation. We change what they want to do. Communism, yes, it is in. But we have the ability to delay.
Come on.
And to make God's hand move.
Come on.
Where he is supposed, we can make his hand move on this nation.
Yes, amen.
Yes, yes.
Where it feels like he has left a nation. As believers, we can make a difference.
Amen.
Are you guys with me?
Amen.
What are people saying?
I see that Marty is saying, I stand with you, prophet. I'm ready to fast. Mandy is saying, yes. Amanda is saying, amen. Daniel fast and water fast and rooibos tea fast. Naomi is saying, we are with you. Jacqueline is saying, yes, amen. We are with you, prophet. Shannon Hockey is saying, we will be joining the fast. Kayla is saying, we are with you, prophet. Henrico is saying, we are with you, prophet. Then Karen is saying, with you, prophet, and really
yes.
Need prayer for
and then,
this.
And then
just everybody is saying, we are with you, we are with you. So we're all
okay.
Standing together behind you.
Okay, excellent,
amen.
Excellent.
And then prophet on Zoom, 82 people joined already. And they're saying that they're standing with you in agreement and they will also be joining the fast.
Wow, wow, wow. Okay. Okay, excellent.
I see Marlene is also saying, yes, amen. We believe it will be done in Jesus' name.
Yes. So, let's get into this. Amos 3 verse 7. Where are we? 3 verse 7. Listen to this. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals it, unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets.
Yes.
I'm going to say it again. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals it to his servants, the prophets, unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. There are secrets, there are mysteries that, there are mysteries that God has, that he reveals to a certain group of people. Now, it's not only prophets, but let me tell you, prophets has a very big role in it. I'm going to give you two or three places. The location where God abides.
Come on.
The location
Please.
Where God lives. A physical, geographical location of God.
Yes, yes.
Do you know that not even angels can move unless the church prays?
Wow. Powerful.
And the church gives
Powerful.
Angels physical ground to move on.
Sure.
Michael had authority in heaven and not authority on the earth.
Oh, that's true.
I'm going to say it again. Michael had authority in heaven and not authority on the earth.
Yes, yes.
He had to battle and fight the prince of Persia.
Yes.
And the prince of Greece.
Yes. That's true.
Why was it taking so much time if angels are all powerful?
Yes.
This earth belongs to Satan. But Jesus Christ went into the underworld, took down the keys of death, hell,
yes.
and the grave.
Amen.
And the kingdom of God. Took the keys of the kingdom.
Yes.
And gave it back to the church.
Come on.
And for the church to preach the manifold wisdom of
Father,
God.
Come on.
Meaning, there are two or three places where God abides physically upon. Number one, God is found upon men and women of God that carries his anointing.
Yes.
But the anointing is found upon them.
Yes.
Grace gifts. But let me not say
sure.
Grace gifts. We'll touch that now. Number one, God abides. He rests upon men and women of God.
Powerful. Come on.
God never leaves a city.
Yes.
He leaves a man. Mm. He never leaves a region or a country. he leaves a person.
That's true.
He leaves a prophet.
Yes, yes.
Or he leaves somebody that is called.
Amen. Prophet, the people are saying this is very powerful. Thank you for getting into this message. And they're saying go deeper.
So I want you to know that with what we are doing here and your giving that is coming into this is causing this message and this ministry and the prophetic anointing to go forth. And God is just about start. We're just about to get started I'm speaking in terms of how the church is going to reach. I could have made a decision that I could stay angry in my heart or discouraged, or I could have made a decision and say, no, but wait, the church is going to gain ground like never before. And that decision I made about 2 weeks ago.
Amen.
That we have the ability and the opportunity to ground as to gain as much ground than ever, to win more souls than ever. Even
Amen.
When the church opens, you'll see the broadcast. And our broadcast will still be international, will still go further.
Yes.
Come on.
And we would have been in this time of lockdown, the church is gaining ground and not losing ground.
Come on, amen.
It is just a time that people can't gather, but it's going to be determining on the speech of the president tonight.
Yes.
And we pray that they'll open up gatherings to a certain degree.
Amen.
And I'm saying it again, I released a prophecy this morning. I made it very clear. Some people asked, who is the top four? I think it is very clear who is the top four. Isn't it? It's very clear. Am I wrong? Is it? One will go blind.
Yes.
People don't believe me yet. I don't know. They'll see. They will see. So let's go to Amos 3. Verse 7. Oh, we are there. We are there. One will go blind because of a stroke. You see, the scales has been tipped.
Yes.
And judgment is there. I think it was Daniel that said, when the writing on the wall came, and said, many, many tekel upasin, that you have been weighed in the balances, and have been found wanting. And that is what has been happened in this nation, that those in rule have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. So let's see what happens tonight. And we're going to pray as everybody with us, as Encounter, Leon de Prayer Partners, any reach we have online, we're going to go one voice just now. Give it 3-4 minutes. We're going to pray. Or at 7 o'clock, because, they're usually late. So we'll pray at 7 o'clock collectively. But I just want my guys just to make sure or check or, just to update me. So, number one, God's physical location is upon a person.
Come on, that's powerful.
But let me first get it. The Bible says that promotion neither comes from the east or the west or the south, but promotion comes from the Lord.
Yes.
But it removes the direction of north. It says promotion neither comes from the east nor the west or the south, but it comes from the Lord, which tells you God is connected to north.
Come on.
What is the north wind? The wind of deliverance.
It's
promotion. Sorry. The wind of promotion. Pastor Martin preached on that. Promotion. God lives in a direction and a location that is directed north. Meaning, He lives in a place to promote you.
Yes, come on.
He lives in a place that will lift you up. And when you are with Him, you will be promoted. When you are with Him, promotion will be in your life, whether it is spiritual or physical or financial.
Yes.
Promotion will be there.
Come on.
For exaltation comes neither from the east, nor the west, nor from the south. But God is the judge.
Come on, that's powerful.
He puts down one, and He exalts another.
Powerful.
And you will see tonight, He will put down one and He will exalt another.
Yes.
For you'll see in the elections that are coming up, whether it is this one or the next one, determined by the praying of the saints.
Yes.
But God is in charge. One will be put down And he will lift another up.
Okay. Yes, yes. Come on.
Okay. So, listen. Neither from the east, nor the west, nor the south, but promotion comes from the north. Just check the mute. Promotion comes from the north. The direction where God lives.
Yes.
Where God is.
Come on.
That is the north. Okay. So number one, God lives. He is on men and women of God.
Yes.
He lives on prophets. He lives upon apostles.
Yeah.
He is on grace gifts. It was Abraham who gave his wife to King Abimelech because he was scared for his own life.
That's right.
And yes. Basically said, look, you can go and sleep with my wife. Or he said to his wife, go and act as if you are my sister, you're my sister and not my wife. And God came to Abimelech and said, if you touch this man's wife, you will die.
Yes.
Because he is a prophet. Meaning, God lives upon a prophet, or he is upon a man.
Yes, that's powerful.
And we're going to get to the church just now, the importance of the church. Number two, it was Peter in, was it Acts chapter number 5? Let me go there. Is the government on yet or not yet? Okay. So if they do go quickly, then we don't have time to pray, guys. But Acts chapter number 5. Let me show you something here. Where is it? Acts chapter number 5, verse number 1. Go to Acts chapter number 5, verse 1. And this is what I pray. You're going to see how the touch of God will get into your homes tonight.
Come on, amen.
The conference coming.
Yes.
I want you to be expectant for the glory of God.
Yes, yes.
Don't be believers or Christians that are lackadaisical or relaxing or sitting back.
Yes.
Be expectant.
Come on.
He is going to be in this place. He's going to be on the broadcast.
Yes.
He's going to be on the airwaves.
Yes.
He's going to be in your house. And you're going to see why the location of God is in your house.
Amen.
Acts chapter number 5, verse number 6, verse number 1. Listen to this. But a certain man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a possession, and he kept back part of the proceeds. He made a pledge, but afterwards he doubted, and he made as if he was giving a lot. How many people do we have like that in the church? They make as if they give a lot. They'll just walk into church, or they'll speak to others as if they give a lot, but they are not.
Come on.
They're acting. They kept back of the proceeds. But listen, this is not speaking about giving here. His wife also being aware of it and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet.
Yes, yes.
But Peter said to Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart? To lie to the Holy Ghost.
Sure.
So when does Satan fill someone's heart? When they don't give. Is the crowd in the studio even with me?
Come on.
Okay. When does Satan fill someone's heart? When they don't give, when they lie about a pledge. He says, has Satan filled your heart?
That is heavy. Come on, sure.
Are you guys with me?
Yes.
And then I'll give you the word, the prophetic word that I gave this morning. I'll give you right now, and I predicted things that will take place. I said to you, if the church doesn't pray, you'll see us go to level 5.
Yes,
okay?
That's right.
You see, you'll see in September this thing going to level 5 if the church doesn't pray, because there's been a weighing in the balances, the scales has been tipped.
Come on.
And I saw also that there will be a corruption when it comes to oil. I spoke about the contraband, that there is I had a vision and I saw somebody with a letter of Z. This was already like 2 months ago, and I wrote the vision down. And I displayed it, and I gave it that.
That's
together
right.
With that, with an airline, with weapons. And I saw individuals, and one of them were with a letter Z.
Yes.
And I saw parcels being transported.
Yes, yes.
And the words came up in front of me that said, cover up. And that God said to me that He's going to begin to expose the cover up of the letter Z that is behind the hiding or moving or corruption of little parcels, packages, and contraband. And when it comes to illegal weapons, and I saw an airline involved with that, then I saw that there is one of the top four that is right now in government. I saw that one will be hit with blindness.
Yes. That's right.
When there isn't a right decision being made. I saw the one being hit with blindness. And I saw that God has made a decision, that this, the writing is on the wall. Many, many tekel upasin, meaning that you have been weighed in the balances.
Yes, yes.
And you have been found wanting. But that the church will be protected by the glory of God.
Amen.
That the church will be protected.
Amen.
Beyond any capacity, whether they shut down the church or not. That the start of communism has begun.
Yes,
but
right.
It's going to take people to stand up when it comes to the word. Yeah. And say, do we obey government or do we obey man? Do we obey government or do we obey man? You judge and you decide. I saw somebody making a comment and said he's making the best decision. No, he's not. He's not making the best decision in regards to the people. And he's not making the best decision at all. Coronavirus will kill the economy and will kill more people. The shutting down, the lockdown will kill more people than coronavirus could have ever dreamed of.
In fact, that's right.
It's 20 times, 26 times more people will be killed on the crash of the economy. I gave you a word. I said one of the top four. I saw a civil war breaking out by this year, September, starting, the initiating. I saw an uprising by August unless serious decisions will be made. And then I looked at the year of 23 and 24, and I saw civil, and I saw civil war, 22, 23, 24, 20, 23, 24. And I saw a huge unrest, but the uprising will begin unless the president and the government makes right decisions, unless the church prays. I prophesied on New Year's Eve, and I said that in March this year, there will be a recession. In March this year, the church will be persecuted like never before worldwide. And I see dead bodies everywhere. And in March, people will be locked down in their houses. I said the beginning of last year that we must get food. And I'm not a doomsday prophet. And then I said by March. And then I said July, it'll be lifted a little bit. And then it will be closed down again. And then I said in the prophecy, which is available online, I said it will go into 2021. So there is no way that I just planned for the church to open next week. It is not going to. Yes. This thing is going to go on to 2021. And I had these visions clearly. And September, it will introduce level 5 unless the church prays.
Amen.
And unless the church fasts, not for repentance, for judgment, for mercy from God towards the nation. And that God's protection and hand will be upon the nation. It is an antichrist church. It's an antichrist nation. It is not a godly nation. They were celebrating Muslims. Am
yes.
I right?
Yes, yes,
yes, that's right.
They were celebrating Muslims.
They were saluting Muslims.
Not once
Muslims.
Mentioning a church, neither previously before. Only interfaith leaders. So I want you to please understand that the church is going to become licensed and state-owned. Unless believers are saying, I'm making a stand. And I'm going to do what the Bible is saying. Because the government has been found wanting. The government has been weighed in the balances and found wanting. That God's hand is on South Africa when people pray. And as we pray and fast, you'll see there'll be corruption when it comes to oil. I see the contraband being stolen and I see corruption there. And it's covered up and the people will begin to see. I see people in this nation that will turn against their own. And I see how there will be a shift and a change of the hands of power that will happen very soon if the church decides to pray and fast.
Come on.
That as they lock down and shut down prophetic voices, prosperity will go with it down. And then salvation, the protection of this nation will go down.
Sure.
That once the government begins to embrace the power and the need for the church, will prosperity come back. South Africa is put under pressure. And the president, I believe, has influencing forces.
Yes, yes.
And we believe in the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. And I want to encourage every Christian that when it comes, in 2 months, 3 months from now, when you hear your leaders say that it is no more time, that we have to now have church, or we have to now be following what the Bible says, I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to stand up for your faith. I encourage you to, doesn't matter what the consequences will be. This is a test that if we cannot understand what is happening here, that the church has been shut down globally.
Yes.
I saw the change and the move of the power, hands of power. I looked at air travel about a month and a half ago already, or something that I wrote in my journal. And I shared it on Facebook. I saw air travel change in its whole. I looked at JFK Airport, John F. Kennedy Airport. I looked at the name Boeing. And I saw a change of air travel that will change like we have never known it before. It will not exist like we've known it before. Everything will change of it. There will be a faster one that will be about 5 times or 10 times or 2-3 times faster than what it is right now.
Sure.
And there's been a sinking and a crashing of markets for that one ideal. For you'll see many have pulled out when it comes to airlines for the specific reason that is going to happen.
Yes.
So when it comes to God's money, gold and silver, that it'll be a safe haven for you as believers. It'll be a safe haven for you as the church. It'll be a safe haven for you. That do not be quick with making decisions right now. Do not be quick when it comes to selling. God's glory will be on your house. The touch of God will be on your house.
Yes.
When it comes to this conference that we are coming next week Sunday, the touch of God is going to enter into your house.
Amen.
The fire of God and the glory of God is going to enter into your house.
Amen.
And start fasting from tomorrow, as I will, as a prophet, for God to intervene and to delay what wants to take place in this nation.
Amen.
So that you as believers, by the month of July, you will get an opportunity to set things in order.
Come on.
For the next phase that will kick in, unless the church rise up together and unless the church prays. So I saw the one of the top four that is making decisions and pulling the strings. I saw blindness coming to one. I saw a stroke. I saw something in the head and I saw blindness coming. And you can date it to this date, what I'm saying this,
yes,
that this will happen. That is why the country has to pray, because if the wicked are in power, it is everybody will cry.
Yes, yes.
If the righteous rule, everybody will prosper.
Yeah.
It is now for a nation to pray for our president to be touched and to come out under the influencing power that is causing him to make decisions. And we have the right of freedom of speech, but already mm-hmm. rights have been taken away. So I want everybody to say, you stand with us. You stand with Christ, you stand in the Word. And we're going to start fasting and praying from tomorrow. And the churches that has been silent, that wanted to be politically correct, will lose the power of God completely in the church and will not be regained back. Those who refuse to stand up and were scared by the fear of man, or were taken out by the fear of man, limited, or they make decisions because of government and they want to be politically correct, they will not see the presence of God in their. It is a threshold right now.
Yes, yes.
But if South Africa prays,
come on,
that wisdom will be given to believers and Christians, wisdom will be given to them to cause their businesses to prosper. Because I saw businesses prosper in the month of July. It'll
Amen.
Be a slight lifting. But the month of September, be prepared. Unless believers pray, and I'm saying it again, so the dead bodies will not be floating in the streets of this nation. So the dead bodies will not be rising because of the decisions of those who are in power. Understand that the church is essential.
Yes.
That the church is the highest place of authority on the earth. That the church is God's institution. The physical buildings is where angels are moving.
Come on.
Yes,
it is not in your house.
Yes.
It is not where you are as an individual. It is where leaders are ordained and set in place.
Come on.
And grace is extended.
Sure.
And altars are built for the presence of God to affect a nation.
Yes.
So when the church is shut down, the nation will be shut down. And the nation will go into darkness. So we have 2-3 months left as a church to maybe turn this thing around. And I release this word as a prophet signed by Leon de Prier, that this will happen from this date. If I'm a man of God, you'll see these things happen. If it doesn't, I pray it doesn't happen. I pray that people will listen and the church will listen.
Yes.
And that the president and the government, if they listen, to know that we as the church are praying for them. That we as the church, we are not biased, although we speak the truth. We don't shy back. We speak the truth, but we don't shy back. We are courageous, but we don't discriminate. But we want to say that we are praying for you, Mr. President. We are praying for the nation. We are praying for your government. We are praying for those who are influencing you. That those who have whispered into their ears and the disaster that will come.
Sure.
Because the voice of God has become dim. Because prophets have been silenced. And if this word gets to them, that they know that the church is praying.
Yes.
That the church stands in unity.
Come on.
That the church of Christ takes great offense.
Amen.
When Muslims are mentioned, but not the church.
Come on.
That interfaith is mentioned, but not the church. That schools are allowed, but not the church. That malls are opened, but not the church.
Yes.
That the government is allowed the greatest hand that can help this nation, that can feed people's spirits and make them strong again,
yes,
and give them hope has been denied. So we pray for you and the government that August and September will not take place of what I have seen in a vision. And I want everybody that is watching right now, every person that is online, every partner, every encounter, everybody that is online, for us to lift our hands wherever you are watching, on your lounges, wherever you are, to lift your hands and to pray for the president and to pray for this nation. I will not be silent as a prophet. That's the voice that God has given me, the influence He has given me, and I'll speak His word and only His word. And Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the blood of Jesus Christ, that the anointing will be upon the government, that the hands of power will begin to be shifted if necessary, that the writing is on the wall, but that there is a time for grace. And that which I've seen in the month of August and the month of September will not come to pass. But that you will restrain your hand. That you will restrain any trial, any trouble that wants to come. But that mercy will be extended. We pray for the president. We pray for President Cyril Ramaphosa. And I stand in unity with every believer, every person in this nation that are saying we are not for what has been said. I stand with the church, I stand with every believer, every minister, every pastor, every leader, apostle and prophet, evangelist and teacher,
yes,
the church. And right now we stand with all religions, that the right and the freedom of religion will be given. And we pray that your hand will come upon this nation in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that the glory and the presence of God will invade parliament, will invade the voice of this nation, the rule that you have put into place. That no authority rules without your guidance there. And I pray that even as the church, as we submit, that you'll give us grace and the church will reach more, but that you'll open up the president's eyes, that you'll reach him in the night watches. That even in the nation and even in his early years, when he has known you, that you'll touch him and that every voice of traditionalism will be silenced.
Yes.
Every voice of witchcraft will be silenced. But that your hand and your promise and your prophecies over this nation, that an end time revival and a move of God will take place in this nation. That it will take place even as prophesied by William Branham, even as prophesied by many of the greats, that in Krugersdorp and in Pretoria it'll break out. In Cape Town it'll break out. That revival will begin to break out. And I command every believer and every Christian to rise up with your faith.
Yes.
And Father, I pray for your glory and your presence upon the nation. And that you will lift and have mercy upon the church and lift it up high to become a voice in this nation again. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for revival upon the pulpits. I pray for church doors to be opened. I pray for ministers and pastors and leaders to have authority. I pray for your glory and your hand to be upon this nation. May the prophetic voices not be silenced. May the prophetic voices be heard by those in the highest positions. And may your hands of power begin to move. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against every corruption. I come against the vision that I saw of packages and parcels with the letter Z and the cover up that has taken place that I saw months ago. The vision that I saw New Year's Eve going to 2021 will not take place, but that your hand and your mercy will come in and delay what is going to happen. And you'll have mercy upon the president and the one of the top four that I saw whose eyes will go blind. I pray that you will have mercy and that you will speak to them, but that your blood will be upon this nation, and not one believer, not one Christian will fail or go down financially. They will not lose their lives, and not one believer will even make the papers or anywhere that they have died of this virus. But that this will be proof to the world by the month of July that Christians have been divinely protected and divinely blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We command this word over the nation of South Africa. We command this word into Parliament. I pray for every minister. I pray for every political party. And the one that I saw rising up in 5 years from now, the one that I saw that is a voice that is intelligent, but a voice that will turn completely and want to bring great catastrophe, will not take place. But that grace again, and that relationships with the prophetic and the church will be opened. And that every believer watching, that the anointing will be in their houses, in their families. And everyone in South Africa will be safe, despite what has happened. And the influence of China will begin to be removed as Christians get on their knees all over this nation and begin to repent for this nation, begin to repent for the government, and begin to intercede for power to come into this nation. And that the East will not take over, that communism will not take over, that those, that our president and our nation will not be a friend of other nations that rejoice in the slaughtering and murdering of Christians, that they will not be partnering in the cutting of heads of Christians, that a covenant will not be signed, although it has already been sold, but that you will intervene. That we pray as a church, that the church will only grow stronger in this nation. That from this day it will be noticed. From this date, on the 24th, the 25th, it will be noticed that there will be a shift in power.
Yes.
And the church will double and triple in size.
Yes.
And like it has been in China, the greatest movement of Christians, so it will be in South Africa. That the church will move underground. It doesn't matter what doors are locked. It doesn't matter what happens by the end of this year or September or going into next year. That believers will rise up. That those who have become lukewarm in their houses, those who have let the faith down, that they'll begin to have fire in their hearts again. And that this gospel will be preached all around this world. That this gospel, that not one church doors will be shut in this nation. That not one church will be closed in this nation. But that you'll make the voice of the church in this nation be heard by other nations, if it is not heard by our president. That other nations will begin to stand up. And I see the influence from France have no influence over this nation. I see a voice and a loud speaking voice of France wanting to do something in this nation. That we pray and we speak and we come against that voice, we come against that contract, and we come against that agreement. And from China, in the name of Jesus Christ, that every small business, that the motive and the agenda to drop, to shut down small businesses, to shut down the prosperity of this nation, the motive to shut down education, to destroy the minds of a people, that there will be no colonization and a change of language in education, but that education will begin to increase. And education will be given freely to many.
Yes.
And skill will be given.
Yes.
And small businesses will give power and finances. And if this nation doesn't want to hear, that other nations will hear the church. That the church will rise up greater than she has ever. That the church will rise up and double more than it ever has before. And I prophesy over every church that revival will come upon the pulpits. And unity will come. pastors and ministers will come together like never before.
Yes, Lord.
They'll be seen broadcasting online together like never before.
Yes.
Yes.
And that you'll bring a great unity, and oil will be poured out on this Pentecost Sunday that is coming Sunday, celebrated globally. That your oil will be poured out. That in Passover, we have spoken about Passover. We have taught about Passover. We have celebrated it, but we have never experienced it like this year.
Yes.
This year, the world and the globe has experienced Passover to be locked in their houses. And the spirit of death is passed over, which was Christ passing over. That Pentecost will not only be celebrated, but Pentecost will be experienced physically. Underground and even in the homes, that fire will come in their houses.
Yes.
That fire will sit upon every head. That fire will touch every believer, even through the broadcasting, even through the airwaves. That fire will come and a touch of God will come. That Pentecost will not only be a celebration, but an encounter and experience. Like Passover was experienced for the first time in thousands of years. So Pentecost will be the first time and experience in thousands of years that your believers can expect this Sunday coming. A power and a fire. And Pentecost to be like never before. And may tabernacles be what your word has promised.
Yes, Lord.
That conference coming. But may every believer by July, I prophesy as a prophet in this nation. I prophesy as the voice that surely you do nothing unless you reveal it. It's your secrets to your servants, the prophets. That you do nothing. And I say that by September there will be a shutdown unless believers pray. And I prophesy that not one small business, not one believer will be touched.
Come on.
But July will be opened up as a sign for you. That God is for you. As a sign that the church has come together and pray. And mercy will be for September. And we can divert whatever is happening. May the glory of God be upon every small business. May the glory of God be upon every church. Every church. Not one church doors closed. Those Christians that have turned. Those who become racist. Black and white. Colored and Indian. That has listened to race politics and become racist. That you will heal their hearts and begin to bring forgiveness. But that South Africa will be heard by other nations. And the church will be stronger than ever before. Because you'll send many more prophets out of this nation than ever in history. You'll send more evangelists out of this nation than ever. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
So, let me see who's online.
Amen. We have a lot of people online. In this time that you were prophesying now and that you were praying, everybody that was, I believe, that was online was commenting, amen, and I stand with you, prophet, and I receive, and they are so blessed. You've given a lot of people hope tonight, prophet. And I can see that just through the comments. There's hope that has come from your prophecy, that has come from your word. People are just saying, amen. They're saying, pray for fire.
Are we going to pray tonight? We're going to prophesy over Zoom tonight. And individuals just like this morning. You know, last time it's addresses, it's this, it's that.
Yes.
When it comes to the prophetic, we've uncovered murders.
Yes.
Not one.
True.
So let the prophets be embraced. But the importance, let me just say this, with the church, the word church is ecclesia. It is not one or two being together.
Yes.
The church is a building that has a leadership and ordained elders and a grace gift in. And that is where God abides. Yes, He is there in our houses. His presence is in our houses.
Yes.
Yes.
But it is not the church where people say we don't need the church.
Yeah.
If the church is taken out of this nation or shut down, this nation will go down.
Yes.
And it is time for the church to rise up and to be in the streets all over this nation.
Yes.
Everybody that has ever said they are a Christian to be all over this nation now.
Yes.
And
amen.
To begin to come out. And that photos and even videos will go forward or go forth to show believers, listen here, you have a voice that will silence the government.
Come on.
Yes.
You have a voice that will silence any influence in this nation.
Come on.
And I command and I instruct and I charge those who are with us to begin to fast from tomorrow. And we're going to fast from tomorrow till Sunday for Pentecost to never be the same.
Yes.
To be an experience and encounter like you've never seen before.
Amen.
That the word
Amen.
Church, ecclesia, will become known to everybody to know, yes, but wait, yes. A physical building of a church is the extension of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
Where angels can begin to move forth.
Yes, yes.
Michael had power in heaven, but he battled on the earth.
Yes, yes.
He had to fight Prince of Persia and the Prince of Greece.
Yes, that's right.
But when Christians begin to pray, by the words of Daniel,
yes.
The Bible says that the angel Gabriel was given strength,
yes.
And made to work faster.
That's right.
And given speed to move faster.
That's right.
Come on.
That yes. When churches and believers all over begin to pray and intercede, angels will be given strength and speed to move faster in this nation. That when the church physically is shut down, it limits even the movement of angels.
Yes.
Understand that by our prayers, we give heaven license to come into this earth. By our intercession, we give God license to come down and begin to work.
Amen.
Your prayers moves the hand of God.
Yes.
Your prayers shifts the hand of God.
Come on.
When the church is there in existence, it is a leadership and ordained. It is apostles and prophets that ordains, and pastors and teachers and evangelists and elders that are put in place. And that is called the church. The church of Antioch had to have leadership,
yes.
To be recognized as a church.
Yes,
yes, yes, amen.
Sure.
Otherwise, it is a gathering and God's presence is there.
Yeah.
But it is not the church. The church is a local, is a international institution, the highest realm of authority.
Yes.
That what is an altar that is built upon the church by your prayers, by your giving. It is by this altar that God moves in churches. The church is this institution in this nation. Go look at any nation that is coming against Christianity and you'll see a cursed nation.
Sure. Amen. Amen.
You'll see a nation in poverty.
Yes.
Poverty. You'll see a nation that is killing people,
yes.
And in corruption. And go look at any other nation that is a friend of Israel or a friend of the church,
yeah.
And you'll see a nation that is prospering.
That's right.
Yes, amen.
And let South Africa become that nation.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if you're in your house, wherever you are, but I want you, if you're experiencing the presence of God, I want you to take this word.
Amen.
And I want you to believe God with us tonight.
Amen.
And as I said, the physical, where does God live? He lives upon men and women of God and the grace gifts, apostles, pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets.
Amen.
Then he abides in the church, ecclesia. That is the revelation that Paul got.
Yes.
Amen.
The church was not really spoken of before Paul came before Paul had revelations of third heaven, began to write the New Testament. The rapture was a mystery given to Paul that others cannot understand.
Yes.
It is not for Israel. For Israel, the second coming is there. For the church, the rapture is there.
Yes, yes.
But it doesn't matter about our denomination,
right.
Or even our doctrinal beliefs.
Sure.
I believe every religion right now. But I take an insult that the church has not yet been mentioned.
Come on.
Yes.
And the
yes.
Only way they listen to the church is to call it interfaith.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, Prophet.
You know, so what are people saying?
Prophet was very powerful, and that touches my heart a lot, as I see there's a lot of people who are sowing into this prophetic word, who are sowing into the word, you know, for their lives. And I know that's something that we do all the time. As soon as God speaks, we, you know, sow a seed. So it's touching me so much that people are sowing because they're believing in this word and they're trusting God in this.
You believe, so you build an altar. Any other comments?
Yes.
Nothing.
So the people were deeply disturbed and angered by the president's speech, especially of not even mentioning the church. And but your word of your prophecy that went out this night, I've inspired, motivated, uplifted, and have given hope beyond measure as everyone is standing with you, saying that I receive, commenting, amen.
I have made up my mind that I'll get killed.
Yes.
I am not of those who draw back. And I don't want you to be one of those who draw back. Do not be one of those who put their hand to the plow, because you'll see a lot of attacks. But do not be one of those who draw back. I have made up, I've worked out in my mind to get killed if
yes.
I have to.
Yes.
Because I will not be able to live with my conscience.
Yes.
If I don't take that stand.
Come on. It's true.
Sure. Come on.
And you know that how they wanted to bring Corona into South Africa. They wanted to blame the church.
That's right. That's right.
Saying that Reverend Kenneth Meshu, Evangelist Angus Buchan, I think MP Steve from the ACDP saying that they are infected. I'm not saying they are not infected. But what was the first thing in the news article?
Yes.
The church is giving it to the president. And you have heard straight from the mouth of those that it is that is the agenda. Please understand it. The agenda with this thing is Christians. And I'm speaking to Reverend Kenneth Meshtu. I've been seeing others. I have yet to see a symptom in them.
Come on.
I'm not saying it is real. It is not real.
That's true.
The flu is real. A headache is real. Swine flu is real.
Yes.
We have never said it. We have questioned the origin of it.
Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. True.
Okay. So do not draw back. Make up your mind to say, I am not one of those who draw back, who puts my hand to the plow and I look back.
Yes.
Because God takes no pleasure in your soul. It is this way you're going to have a line of separation between the true and the false. It is here when you're going to have a line of separation between those who were really genuine or not.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you for those who have sown. Thank you. I want us to take the bottom off. Thank you so much. Thank you for
a
those.
A lot of people are saying, I will not draw back. It is not the time to draw back now. No drawing back. Enough is enough. I will not draw back. Then Amanda's saying, I will also be killed, prophet. And then Sierra saying, we must have a vision and no fear, but we must have hope. Johnny is saying, I am so proud to be partner of Prophet Leon Dupria. Our lives belong to Jesus, to Christ. We will never deny Christ. The presence of God is all over, says Manette. Lizette is saying, yes, come on. Tonya is saying, I made up my mind this week, too, to die as a martyr prophet. I always thought I would die like this.
Sure.
Then we see Martin saying, locked this word with a seed. The Rensha Mankeys are saying, we as a family stand 100% with our prophet.
And I see Dinda Swartz is saying, you can't scare the church with heaven. We must be prepared to die for our faith. And
yes.
Prophet, I just think the shocking reality is how you shared earlier where, people of interfaith were thanked for their time. And they'll have.
And I understand there are a lot of interfaith for a good intention. I understand that. But Christians are not mentioned.
But they will have further discussions.
But Muslims are mentioned. Anyway,
They'll have further discussions. It's amazing that we can have meeting after meeting after meeting and no outcome.
Yeah.
But we have all these other specialists being consulted and then there's an immediate outcome within a day or two. And then we want to thank Muslims.
And I just want to say I stand fully with Pastor Art Bosov.
Yes, amen.
Everybody, any minister that is doing anything,
absolutely.
I stand fully. I'm not speaking of them. I'm saying that the word Christian is not mentioned.
Yes.
Yes.
I was so thankful in my heart with Pastor Art Bosov when he took a stand, and a huge stand. Like, I am thankful. I have never spoken against him, and I never will. And that is, he's fighting for the church to be open.
That is true. That's very true. Very true.
You know? But they don't mention Christian names, Christians, but they'll say Muslims.
Yes, that's right.
Are we discriminating against Muslims? No. We are just saying, where's the church mentioned?
Yes.
Where's Christians mentioned?
Come on.
It is a subtle conditioning. Mm. But I want to give you a good thing tonight to tell you whom God is upon.
Yes.
Who he lives with, because you'll see he's even upon you.
Come on.
Amen.
Okay. Where he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there.
Yes.
He's there. Doesn't speak of the church.
Amen.
He's there.
Yes.
The church is another entity. That is to bring the government of heaven into the earth.
Yes.
Is why the church is built. When any building of a church is being built or owned, the devil will do anything to stop it.
Come on.
Yes.
He'll cause business people to not give into it. He will cause anybody to stop that, whether it's zoning, whatever it might be. Because he knows once land is obtained, the devil loses power and the church begins to have dominion. And that is how the government of heaven is brought on the earth. You know? I want to prophesy over some, but we're going to go there just now. Let me just say this. Look. Abraham. Let's go to Acts 5 on him, right? Acts 5 verse 1.
Yes.
Acts 5 verse 1. Listen to this. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira's wife sold a possession. The location of God I'm speaking to you about. And he kept back part of the proceeds. His wife also being aware of it and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said to Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart?
Yes.
To lie to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself. While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not your own to control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? Why have you allowed sin to begin to be fostered in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God.
Oh, sure. Come on.
Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. Listen, Peter said, first of all, he said, why have you lied to the Holy Ghost? Yet Ananias didn't lie to the Holy Spirit. Ananias lied to Peter. And then Peter goes on and he says, you have not lied against man, but you've lied against God. But yet they've lied against Peter. The scripture is giving us an indication here of exactly where God is.
Yes.
That when somebody touches you and you have the anointing upon you,
yes,
it is like touching God.
Come on, sure. Wow.
You that are connected to a prophetic grace and a prophetic anointing. And understand that the church, the local church, is the grace of God. Yes. It is His fivefold gifts, Christ's gifts, that was an extension given to man, to the earth.
Yes.
As an extension of the grace on his life. Apostles and prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. That it is the extension of Him. So how does Christ move on the earth? Through grace gifts and through the church.
Come on. Oh.
And when somebody is in a church that carries an anointing and has a grace, prophetic grace, whatever grace it might be, when the anointing is on your life and somebody touches you, it is like touching God.
Yes, yes, sure, come on.
That anybody that touched you, whether it is the enemy, whether it is the government, doesn't matter what it is, it is like touching God.
Powerful.
They have not touched man or lied to man, like Peter said. They have lied to the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And they touched the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Abraham, as I said earlier, Abraham giving his wife out of fear to Abimelech, King Abimelech. The king is getting ready to sleep with Abraham's wife. Abraham whimpering in fear. And God comes to a wicked king and says to him, this is the wife of a prophet. If you touch her, death will come to you and everybody around
you. Come on, yes.
Death will strike your family.
Sure.
And we have forgotten in South Africa the anointed. We have forgotten whom heaven has approved. Whom heaven has once approved. Sometimes we don't like a preacher because of how they dress or this or that. Heaven has approved of them. And he said, this is the wife of a prophet, that Abimelech, a king, a wicked king, had more fear than Abraham.
Yes, yes.
Towards God.
Sure.
And said, let's give. And he went to Abraham and he said, why did you not tell me this is your wife?
Yeah, yes.
Why did you deceive me? Because if I knew this was your wife, I know you are a prophet, I wouldn't have touched her. So you can understand what will come to the nation when they come against the church.
Amen.
That now it is not only prophets anymore, it is the church in a way of that Christ's extension is the church.
Yes,
come
yes.
on.
Prophets, yes, have authority coming from the Old Testament, New Testament, as we always preached. Because God lives upon prophets. His voice is with prophets.
Yeah.
And there will be a divine expression and a fulfilling of that voice.
Come on.
And then he lives with the church.
Oh.
A church Amen. That carries a grace. That once you join that church, all of a sudden you have power in your life.
That's good. Yes.
All of a sudden you can lay hands and demons come out where you didn't have before.
Amen.
Or you feel God's presence or His glory. Or you can prophesy or things are just going better in your life.
Yes.
It doesn't matter the persecution.
Yes.
It's just peace in you. His presence is there. It means grace has been extended.
Yes.
And you carry the location of God.
This is good. Come on.
But it starts in a local church. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
Abraham,
yes.
Moses, standing on a mountain. And the Bible says that Miriam and Aaron said to themselves, can we not hear from God also?
Yeah.
Is he the only one that can hear from God?
Yes.
And the Bible says, and the Lord heard it.
Yeah.
Called them for a meeting and said, were you not afraid to touch my anointed?
Yes.
Were you not afraid or to know that Moses is not like the other prophets? I do not speak to him in visions or dreams and appear to him like I do to others.
Yes,
I speak to him face to face. He has seen my form.
Yes.
That when Moses saw the Lord, you must understand, he saw him like a human being standing, a bodily form.
Wow.
When Daniel saw the man by the river, he saw a man standing, pointing to Gabriel and said, give Daniel revelation and understanding.
Yes, yes.
But they saw God in the form of man. Abraham saw God walking with two angels. And they saw God, the form of God, like a man walking with sandals. They saw God.
Yes.
God was not a beam of light. Moses saw, the Bible says, he saw my form.
Yes, yes.
And you were not afraid to touch it.
Sure.
And leprosy came upon them.
That's right.
And I saw blindness coming to the one that is in the top four.
Sure.
Because they have done certain things against
sure.
ministers behind the scenes. And they've even imprisoned some.
Sure.
Yes.
And God has weighted in the balances. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
And a curse has already been released to those ones. But it is time for South Africa and the church to stand up.
Yes, amen. Come on, come on.
To say that we leave the division or the disagreements. And we rise up as a church to say we will not accept the shutting down of churches. That's what this is. Remember that there's conditioning that takes place.
Yeah.
They've already told you, you will never worship the same ever again in your whole life. But we have something different to tell the president. That it will not happen.
Come on.
We'll not submit to it. Do we obey man or do we obey God? And you can decide. They said you'll never worship the same. Conditioning.
Yes.
Corona will always be here. Conditioning.
Yes, yes. Sure.
You have to tattletale on your neighbor and give all the context that you have so that we can have contact tracing. There's a freedom of right, a right to freedom and a right to humanity that you have as a human being. And if that is violated, we are no longer living in a democracy.
Yep.
We are living in dictatorship.
Yes.
That is a fact. When your freedoms are taken away, just even in one area, it is preparation for what is to come.
Thank you for joining us on Encounter. For more information, log on to www.encounterchurch.co.za or simply give us a call on Pretoria 012-753-9091. For more resources and updates, simply follow us on social media on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. We'll see you next time on Encounter.